Welcome back to another episode of Meredith with the Y. I am your host, Meredith Willits, and today I have the beyond glamorous Courtney Casey. She has worked with iconic fashion brands such as Elle, Marie Claire, and Glamour, and now she is an amazing interior decorator, designer, the whole thing, and she is just crushing it here in the business, so stay with me. Hello, everyone. This is Meredith with a Y, and I am your host, Meredith Willits. Today, we are going to go deep, changing lives, and I am giving you the keys to the castle. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Any chance to chat with you? You know I'm on.
You're so sweet. And I sat there for quite a bit trying to come up with a title for this show. And the reason I put Beyond Glamorous is because to know you is to love you. Aww. And to know you is to know that you are way more than meets the eye, because there's so much depth to you as a person. And that's kind of what I think we're going to talk about here today. Not just that you have been attached to all of these amazing publications and what you're doing now, but there's a lot more to you and what you bring to the table. So thank you for being here and sharing your story today.
Thank you. And I feel the same way about you. I when you find women that you just spark with, and you are just one of those to me ever since I met you, and you've had such a great impact and positivity on me. So this is so much fun to sit down and chat a little bit.
I know, right? Yeah. So you know, I'm going to have to ask the questions that I know everyone wants to ask. What was it like working for magazines like that? You know, Good, Bad, and Ugly. And who leaves those jobs?
That is like such an amazing question. And that is what, for so long, I had like this nagging, I would always say, like, in my next life, but I had it so good and it was so amazing. So I mean, it was everything that you could think of. So like my degree is in advertising. A lot of people I find in the interior world has had many past lives, which I think is fascinating. And just we're the kind of creative people that just like bounce around trying to figure out what we are want to grab onto. But it was incredible. And when I started at CS Magazine and then eventually went to Glamour and then ended up at Elle, and Elle was really my dream job. Like the management I had was incredible. Like truly the idea of personal style, mixing high and low, was something that I was always passionate about. Like, you know, yeah. I grew up, my mom was like, oh, I got this at TJ Maxx. And we love the mixing and all that. And so it was just so fun to be a part of a brand that was so iconic and all about just that kind of French cherche la femme, you know, like,
yeah.
Casual Parisian woman, you do you. And I just thought that was so powerful. And, you know, I was working there and, you know, really, truly living my best life. I thought like, there's no other publication I would want to be a part of. There's no other brand I would want to represent. It was doing well. I was doing well, but I had this like little nagging thing in me from forever. And I had done a ton of friends' homes, and I was always changing something in my own home. And I always would joke, in my next life, I'm going to do interior design. And then it kind of, you know, I guess put out into the universe enough and something's going to happen. And right. It was interesting. So my husband did his residency in Milwaukee. So we kind of picked up, moved there. And then we moved to Hinsdale, you know, in the suburbs, you know, like 6 years ago. And when you live in the suburbs, everyone is, you know, a lot of times relocating because of their families.
Yeah.
And it's a different lifestyle and it's a different type of home. You're used to living in a condo versus now you have a little more space. And yeah, so then a lot of friends just kept asking, you know, could you help me with mine? Could you help me with mine? And eventually it got to the point where I was so busy that every single night I was like up until 1-2 in the morning working on my design projects, going to work the next day, you know, and representing, you know, the magazine. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. What am I doing? And it just so happened. I was like, just give me a sign of when this is supposed to happen for me. And my manager that I had adored and was very loyal to, who had been taking very good care of me, all of a sudden was like, I'm leaving. I am changing my path. And then there was a huge shakeup. And that was really like, okay, I think this is my sign. If I'm ever going to do this, I'm turning away, you know, design projects. What do I want to be doing with my life? And that was like, okay. So I launched it all and started off hot. And 6 months later, COVID hit. And, you know, it's just been like a fun whirlwind ever since.
But I think for the bubble that we live in, which is a bubble, majorly, I think COVID, like, people got like real, like, let's change the basement, like, because I'm living in it 24/7, or let's, I mean, they had to sit and look at their space every single day and it got like stale. So I think for like at least the bubble that we live in, a lot of people were probably shaking it up and at least wanted to shake it up. I don't know if they could go anywhere, buy anything, or you could get into anywhere, but I know a lot of people were redoing basements and backyards and all sorts of stuff.
And I love it. It really, because I'm really passionate about, you know, using your space. I mean, the days of having like the formal living room that no one can go in and touch the lines are perfectly, probably a lot of us grew up in houses like that, you know, where it's like, you cannot touch this. That's, you know, I think we just parent differently. We live differently. And so it was really fun. All those formal dining or all those formal living rooms, I started turning into like either bars or a second or third office, because you have sometimes mom and dad were both working from home. Yeah. And then up to, you know, 3-4 kids could be homeschooling. So like, where are we gonna put all these people? So I think that was a beautiful change in how you live and how you experience your home. And I love that that's continued. I'm still seeing a lot of those sorts of things. So I love
it. Yeah, I mean, I was just telling Jim, so you helped me with like the color in my house. And I mean, you name it, carpeting, and we had a good time with that. So I so appreciate if... And you're the wallpaper queen. Like, I love her aesthetic. If anyone is interested, do you do online yet? Do you do like virtual services at all?
I've dabbled a little, but I really love to be like in person. You, like, you know, I'm just, I'm a people person, but there are some services that I think, you know, I've had some remote clients if it's the right project. But I think too, like my Instagram, I try to have it be serviceable so that take inspiration and then utilize your in your own home.
But yeah, you helped me. And I was just having a conversation with Jim the other day, because next to our kitchen, we have a humongous island, and that you would not expect to be in my very modest home, which I'm so appreciative of the previous owners for putting there. And then we have like this like kitchen and like sitting room, which we reconfigured, and it's heaven and I love it. But now I'm like, we're either eating dinner at the island, or if I really wanted to do sit down, I could probably go in the dining room. And I feel like making that whole kitchen table, sitting room area, like a huge type family room. Like, I feel like reconfiguring all of it again, because I'm like, okay, we've literally been sitting at this large island eating dinner, or like, why am I letting this table sit there in posterity? Like, no one's using this table. So I think, you know, you do grow, and then you need someone to go, okay, I don't know what to do with this, but I don't need it like this anymore. And that's where I think someone like you comes into play. Yeah. And it does save you money because of the fact that you don't hit or miss. You just hit from the ground running. You make good choices. You make good, and you know all the places to go for the inexpensive vintage to the highest end, you know, materials. And you've seen it all, you've done it all. And so you're going to have a bigger breadth of knowledge than the stores that I know, you know, Macy's, or, you know, like, I only know so many, you know, Restoration Hardware, Crate and Barrel. I only know so many stores.
Right.
You know, all the like hits. And I think that's what people don't get, that you have available to you.
It is. I mean, just like, there's certain things that I don't know how to do well. And so I hire someone to do it, and it ultimately saves me a lot of money. And I think I'll never forget, I walked into a home and they had moved in, they had done some work. And I always have to be careful though, because, you know, you're like, there's things that immediately resonates with me. Like, we're changing this, right? And
you never wanted it to be this way, right? Right?
It's a beginner's mistake. Sometimes I've learned now. So tell me about this room. Tell me what you're
thinking. Explain what we're doing here.
Because the whole room in this beautiful home, it was all like a lavender. And I'm like, So I'm assuming we're changing this, right? And they're like, oh no, we just painted the entire house.
Just painted it lavender.
And I'm like, but did you, and kind of digging a little, we found out that they had picked from a paint swatch that looked very much just a light gray.
Yeah.
But if you don't kind of put it on the walls and know like the color stories that you're looking at. So just that little thing. And then eventually I did say to them, I could put in the most beautiful furniture, but your home is always going to be lavender. Like, we're going to have to change this. And then we did, and they're thrilled. And it was like, so something like that, like when you first move into a home, having someone right from the beginning, or if you're building a home, reach out way in advance to the designer, because there are so many decisions to be made. And it's like, you get this fatigue where you're like, I don't know, like, this is not. So,
but yeah. I think the one time we talk about it to this day. So Courtney walks in my kitchen. You are such a turd. She walks in my kitchen and she's like staring at all of these brown cabinets. Now, as I said to her at the time, this is an Amish made, handmade, good quality, Amish built kitchen. And she goes, that's something my mom would say. We're painting the damn thing. And I remember it was so painful because we literally painted like hand Amish made kitchen wood, which I'm sure there's listeners right now going, this like, woman is crazy.
Cringing.
But I will tell you, it is breathtaking. We did the whole one wall in black, the islands in black. And then the other thing that you did, well, first of all, who paints a kitchen black? That's already a small kitchen, but it is perfection. Yes. And then the other whole wall is, we didn't do white. You match the walls, and the walls are just like a little bit, just a dint of cream.
Yeah.
Because if we would have done white to the cabinets, it would have been these cream walls and this bright white cabinetry, and it would have just been so bleh. And then we replaced an entire countertop of this island, and that's got to be a 12-foot island. Yeah, and we went from black to white, and it literally has changed everything. So I mean, like, little tiny, we didn't have to remodel the whole kitchen, we didn't take off the backsplash, we didn't just certain little things. You saved us so much money instead of this, that, and the other, whatever. But bringing someone in, it ended up saving us so much money by having you there. So I appreciate the other thing we talking about today is the concept of imposter syndrome. And the thing I think when just seeing you and going, okay, Glamour magazine, Elle magazine, Marie Claire, your Courtney Design, Casey Interiors. She's beautiful. She's got the husband as a physician and these beautiful children. She lives in it. Doesn't matter.
No, it's really, and for me, I think, and so many people struggle with this, right? And I think as women, we struggle with this a lot. It's just, you never feel like you're enough. You always want to get to the next level, and then you get there and you're like, well, but I could be. And for me, so I'm going to just go out on a limb that you've heard of Human Design.
Yes, of course.
I know. So this is something I've gotten a little more like spiritual woo, all of that good stuff in the last couple of years. And one of the things to go along with that is that, changing jobs from this amazing job that someone would be so thrilled to have. How do you leave that? And I struggle with that so hard. And then, going into this next career where like, this is my dream job. And how do I, I'm working for myself and still feeling like I'm jumping around. I still have all these other interests. I sing, so many other things. And I did my Human Design and I'm a manifesting generator. And literally my job in life is to just have many different talents and many different buckets that I'm in. And for so long, it was like, can I just pick a lane?
Right. You and I talked about that like forever ago. Like, 'cause you feel flaky. You're like,
yes.
God, why do I can't pick up? And that's how I, trust me, like being an influencer, right? And people pick a niche and they're so good at it. And they pick that lane and they focus on that lane and brands contact them because of their lane.
Right.
And I'm like, if I had to pick a lane, I would barf. Like I am never picking a lane. That sounds horrible. If I had to drive down the same streets every day, if I had to do the same thing every morning and talk about this, I would freak out.
Absolutely.
And I feel flaky.
Yes. And I think that there's like, I think for me, learning that about myself was really empowering of saying like, you know what I actually bring to my clients is that I have other interests outside of just this, that I've seen, like the fact that I had a career in fashion and I can infuse that into someone's home.
Yeah.
And I know how to mix. I know what colors look good. I know, you know, like there's a background that really helps me. And then, you know, whether it's singing or this, I really liked when things are like polished and it's like I get someone's house polished and we are ready to go. But still very real and livable. And so I think like without having a diverse background, I know a lot of other designers too are like artists that are incredibly talented. So I think, you know, instead of this imposter syndrome that all of us deal with, so many of it, if you don't deal with it, I don't know, tell me what you're doing. But
right.
I just think like, the more that you come into who you are, what your path is, and knowing that all of our paths are going to be very, very different, and that is okay. And that actually is what makes us who we are and good at what we do and makes our life feel more full.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing I love about your design, and if you go on her Instagram page, which is Courtney Kesey Interiors.
Yep.
And all that'll be in the show notes today too. One thing I love about your design, and you're right now, if you're watching, she's in her dining room, which I've been a couple times. And, but it is like you said, it's like fashion. So it's, you know, like the weighted, you know, there's different textures, there's, you know, paint with a you know, wallpapered ceiling that you don't expect. And it kind of gives you this layered outfit, eclectic, warm vibe to it that just, it just is very wearable. I know that sounds weird to talk about a room that's wearable, but I think that it is very tactilely wearable.
Absolutely. And I think that's what you want, you know, you know, everyone's biggest expense is their home. Mm-hmm. And so you should take the most pride in that and having, and your home is the backdrop of your life. You know, you think of the holidays, like for me, you know, the house that we're in right now, like we are busting at the seams. I'm like, you know, got, you know, at this point with interest rates and all that, like won't be here.
Who cares? I'm living here forever.
Right? Like it is what it is. But I think of it, I'm like, this is where my kids are making their memories. Like they're going to look at this house. Like this is the coolest, you know, my childhood. And so that's when I approach a project, I'm always thinking about like, this is the backdrop of our life. It's our biggest investment. It should be beautiful and should stimulate your senses and should be cozy. And it should be at the end of the day where you want to come back to and you're like, oh, this is my haven, you know? And so I think design is a first step of like making it feel like you, an extension of your family and what you enjoy and having, you know, personal photos and mementos from your travels and all that stuff. And then, you know, I'm not good at this. I'm really good at, in terms of like the decluttering, like don't open any of my closets in my house. I can make things look really pretty, but the closets are like,
you know, travesty.
That's like the inner creative in me. That's like,
right. I have to go through 10 outfits. Like when I have a thing to go to, there's skirts and pants and blouses and shoes everywhere. Yeah, it's not pretty here when I gotta go out at night. Because like, whatever I plan to wear, it's three outfits after that I end up in, I swear to God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The same way. But again, that's why I would hire hire an interior designer. And for me, I would hire an organizer to come in and work through my inner mess of that sort of thing. But I think
I think it's funny, like what you're talking about is so true because the dumbest thing, we literally just moved the couch from one position through the wall. And it was like that forever. And we just moved the couch over. And it changed the entire vibe of an entire room of probably, what would that, I mean, that's hundreds of square footage, of visual square footage that changed. And now I stand in my kitchen and I look at it and I get so happy.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. And it's just little things like that that make you feel calm. This is where I work every day. I work in my home. This is where I'm at. This is my, like my husband, like he knows, like this is my space. I have pink velvet dining room chairs. Like this is my domain. I know, right? And he loves it too, because it's bright and it's happy. And, you know, it goes against the dark gray walls. Like it's, mm-hmm. it's super fun. But I think that what you're saying, like, it's okay to mix and match too. Like, go get a vintage dresser. Like, most of the dressers from our house are IKEA dressers with different pulls. Mm-hmm. And then I spend more money on my, I'm a light person. Like, I love good lighting. We have amazing our house lights in our kitchen. Like, I spent a good, but I'm dressers. Like, no one's seeing my dressers. And my kids are ruining them anyways. And they don't even shut the drawers if I paid them. So, who do I care?
I think that's a huge part is like, you know, I always say like, if it makes you happy, buy it. It doesn't, whatever the price point is. And that's a thing too, is like trends come and go, but if there's something that you love, it will, you'll find a way to work it into every home. And Meredith, I also think that one of the things you were saying about moving the couch and not wanting the table there anymore, homes, it's like life, right? Like we go through different stages in our life of what suits us and what serves us. And I think too, with our house, you need to be open to the idea of, okay, maybe, you know, while my kids are little right now, I need this front room as a playroom and it's not, but it serves me. And in a few years, then we're going to switch it up. Or you know what? This just isn't feeling good with my vibe right now. It just feels like it's in the way. Or I always say for young families, I work with a lot of young families, you know, we all have the hot mess disaster of like the toys and all that. I would say, think of it like the first access point when someone opens, when you're like, thank you for this delivery, or someone's dropping off something from school. Whatever your first line of sight is like your first impression. Let's keep that really pretty and clean and neat.
Right.
Whatever mess is behind there, tucked in a bin or behind that wall, whatever. But like that, just when you come home, give yourself those little moments of like feeling like things are in order.
Yeah.
Because it sets your whole day. And I work from home too. And let me tell you, nobody else shares a home with me in the day. The kids are off to school. My husband's off. So this is my office. So I tell everyone, you better clean up your stuff.
I have to look at it.
Yeah. I don't dump my stuff on your desk at school. I don't leave wrappers on your desk at work. Like tidy up. This is my place.
This is my spot. Yeah. I think it's interesting because so many of the gals that I've had on this series, we've all kind of pivoted in like later, like none of us that have been on have been doing this. I had Tracy Main on, who used to be an actress, and now she's an author, you know, Irene Wood, who was, you know, all the things, and now she's doing the fields. And, you know, I'm just like looking and, you know, Jennifer Steinhagen, she's now doing Book and a Chai and working with a publisher. Like all of us have kind of reinvented ourselves after this time of our kids are a little bit more self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to be a huge trend. You're quite a bit younger than me, but when we look at women who have gone through the baby, toddler, the kids are in school all day, or maybe even later, obviously, you know, like Irene's kids are up and out of the house. But I think that we need to look around and let women know, because I do think a lot of people struggle with feeling like I graduated from college, I should know what I'm going to do the rest of my life. Okay, which is not the case.
No.
Or I want to switch and I don't want anyone to think that I'm either. Because this pisses me off is like, oh, you're having a midlife crisis. It's like, no, I'm having a midlife awakening to what I want to do.
Yes.
And I think that this whole series has been such an amazing example of all of these women who did something and it worked for a while. And then they woke up one day and say, I want to do a different something. And that's okay too. And not only is it okay, it can be really amazing because you have a passion, you have space for it. Your kids right. are grown. You're not, you know, napping and breastfeeding and cleaning barf off yourself and, you know, whatever. So like, this yeah. is when you know who the hell you are. You're using everything from your past that has brought you to this moment. Right. You're taking all of the you and all of the safety. And no offense, but I know that myself at this time, I know what's up. You know you know what you want. You know what's a good deal or a bad deal. You know what's bullshit. You know what's yeah. a trend. You've seen so much more in your life. And like, ladies, whatever you're doing when you graduate college and you pick that degree, you're not stuck. Right. Don't be afraid to pivot because it can go really well for you.
It can go so well. And, you yeah. know, and it's scary to do that. But I also think, you know, we recently, you know, the last year and a half, we lost my father-in-law, who was like just a gem of a human, just one of those people that is absolutely larger than life and unforgettable. And he was young, didn't even get to retire, 65. And it was one of those people yeah. that, you know, it was like, when we retire, and they did everything for yeah. their families and just poured all of their hearts and souls into their kids. And it was like, when we retire, we'll travel, we'll do this. And you just don't know what time you're going to have. And, you know, I think it can be a bit of a generational thing of like, you know, my parents both spent 30 years at the same
yeah.
workplace, and, you know, they had a great work environment, but I know that they had other passions outside of work too, that like never really weren't tapped into. And now they're able to explore that into, you know, in the retirement years. I don't want to wait until I'm retired because it's yeah. not promised. I want to do what makes me feel alive now. And I just think like, it's just life, it's just such a gift to waste that doing something you don't like. And as a mother, especially, so much of our years in our 20s, 30s, 40s are just giving to our families that like, gosh, if you're at work, just giving, 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 doing something you're not passionate about, and then you're at home giving, giving, giving to your family that at least, you know, you love and adore, but then like, what's left for you?
Right. I just watched a video about this yesterday, and it was this woman, I think it was a clip of probably a TV show or a movie. And it was this woman that said, you know, one day you're going to wake up when you're 50 and you're going to have like vacated yourself in your 20s. And then you're going to give everything to your husband, and you're going to give everything to your kids, and you're going to give everything to your house and your community and the PTA. And you're going to do that under the guise that one day they'll appreciate it, that they yeah. will see what you have given. And when the teenage years come and they're disrespectful, mm-hmm. and when your husband is tired or grouchy and doesn't want to, you know, go with you for a walk or vacation with you, you're going to wake up when you're 50 or 60 and you're going to resent all of the self that you can never, ever find again.
Yeah.
She is gone forever. And you're not going to get the payout mm-hmm. in this party or this, you know, pedestal that you no. imagined in your head was going to show up one day that your spouse or your kids were going to put you on. They're just going to expect that this is the way it is.
Yeah.
And you can't find her again. So it's really, really important that what we do for us. Take care of your kids mm-hmm. because that's what you want to do and you signed up for it and you're doing it well, but keep doing the things. Even if it's, hey, I want to go to Bali and save all of my money and I'm going to go to Bali with a girlfriend, or I'm going to keep going on girls trips, or I'm going to do this passion project, or I'm going to be an artist or a photographer. You have to speak to your soul because there's no pedestal coming. There's mm-hmm. there's no party at the end of raising a family. It's up to you to create the life that you want to wake up to every day so that you don't hate the very thing that you told everybody that you were going to do.
Absolutely. Like,
it's so important to not resent your spouse and your kids because you think that you're not a martyr. Go live yeah. your life.
Well, and it's interesting that you say that too, because so my mom and I are extremely close. She's just like the best human. You know my mom.
Yeah.
She's just the best. And I mean, she did not have the easiest life. She was 33 the first time she had breast cancer, and she was a single mom with me. She'd just gone through a divorce. And, so, you know, she was working full time, and there were a lot of things during the middle of the day, like the other stay at home moms, she couldn't come to.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was little, like, yeah, it was kind of that, you know, oh, I wish my mom was here. But guess what? I learned to be proud of myself at certain things, and she came whenever she could. And I knew that.
Yeah.
And she also took time to do things for her. She was in choir and did that and made time for herself. And I remember, like, it's not like us where we're signing our kids up proactively for 40,000 activities. Right. I remember bringing her the booklet, being like, I really want to do this. And she's like, are you for sure going to commit to it? And I came up with my thing. And so now as an adult, and as I became, you know, teenager in 20s, and now as a mom, I look at her with so much respect for like the life that she still carved out for herself, even knowing it was really hard. And she gave so much of her time to me, but like trying to figure out how there was still room for her and all that.
Yeah.
And like, that's really set a huge trend for me and how I'm run my business and how, you know, I parent and, you know, the types of activities and people I surround myself with.
Yeah. I was just actually watching this one gal, and it was like, generation kids were like kind of ignored completely. Like, I was literally locked out of my house most days. So were my siblings. So Gen X. And then so the Gen Xers like completely did a 180.
Yeah.
And we do every, like, we're there too much kind of thing. Yeah. And it's like, I love what you're talking about, how the way that you and your mom parent, it's kind of like this happy medium. Like, I don't live for you. Yeah. No one should live for their children. It has to be a happy balance and medium. And I think that like what you and I are doing, and all the women on this series, is we are showing our children, you're allowed to have a life. Like, there's balance. My whole life isn't supposed to be about my kids, because that's weird. And so like, you can have your own interests, and you can go on trips, and you can have, be an adult. Like, I always look at it like, I've been a mom since I was like, okay, pregnant, 22 years old.
Yeah.
So like long, like 28 years, 29 years of being like with child in some way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that's great to have children and raise children, but I don't really want to start my life when I'm 60 either. Like, it's important that I experience life just because I've decided to have kids. So yeah, I think that these are all incredibly important conversations. And I think they're incredibly important for women of all ages to listen to and understand that you can have it all. It might not happen all at the same time or all in one moment, but it can happen all in one day. And you, like, my husband's like, oh, I'm going to dinner with this person, I'm going to miss Emerson's softball game. I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of softball this year. It's fine.
There are
go to the dinner.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Go to the freaking dinner.
And I want, when my daughter is a mom, to look back and give herself some grace. And, you know, like, that's not normal to just, you know, fully live for your kids. Like, you need to find something of yourself. And that, and I think by doing that, we set a great example for our kids.
Yeah.
You know, singing is a huge passion for me. I'm like, you know, I'm no professional, but it's really, it's an outlet for me and makes me really happy. And I didn't do it for a very long time. And because I was too busy being a mom, too busy owning a business, too busy with all the things. And then it was interesting that once I started doing that, my daughter can be very shy in certain situations and like didn't really want to perform on stage with her dance classes. All of a sudden she started seeing me up there at church singing, and she got like this little like pep in her step that she could do it. And I was like, wow, isn't that interesting? Like, the thing that was preventing me from stepping into this, like my kids, I didn't want to, like, it actually kind of turned out to be a good thing for them to see me as an example doing something that's can be a little scary for me sometimes too. But guess what? I step up, I do it, I enjoy it, I carve out time for it. So
I love it.
Yeah.
So good. Well, I so appreciate you being here today. Always, always a good conversation.
I love it. I mean, we could just talk for hours.
I know, right? I like am excited. Like, I would hate to see you leave Courtney Casey Interiors. I don't think you ever totally will, but I am excited to see what you're generating, manifesting, self is onto next, maybe incorporating all of it together.
I would love that. I think that there's, you know, there's a world of being able to integrate, you know, great style and great things for everyone. And so I think that that's, you know, more to come. There's more to come for sure.
There's
more to come. There's a beautiful thing that there's no period, you know, you can just keep it going and feel what serves you at that moment in life.
I love that. An inspiration to everyone beyond glamorous.
Oh, as are you,
Casey. I love you so much. Thank you for being here today. All right, guys, we'll see you here next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. If you would like to connect on a more personal level, head over to MeredithWillits.com or on Instagram at Meredith with a Y. For behind-the-scenes footage and outtakes, please subscribe and come back each week for more Meredith with a Y. Thanks again for listening. Cheers.